قل لن ينفعكم الفرار إن فررتم من الموت أو القتل وإذا لا تمتعون إلا قليلا.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اگر پھر سے پڑھوں گا میں ہاتھ سے جا رہے تھے میرے اچھا نہیں لگا. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فكيف إذا أصابتهم مصيبة بما قدمت أيديهم ثم جاءوك يحلفون بالله إن أردنا إلا إحسانا وتوفيقا. اللہم صلی علی محمد و آل محمد. وی آر کنٹینیوئنگ سورہ نساء اینڈ دا ورس آئی ریسائٹڈ از ورس نمبر 62. بیفور وی گو ٹو دا ٹرانسلیشن آف دس ورس وی وڈ لائک ٹو مینشن واٹ وی ہیو بین گوئنگ تھرو پریویس ورسز سو وی انڈرسٹینڈ دس ورس بیٹر. ان پریویس ورسز اللہ ہیز ٹاکڈ اباؤٹ دیٹ دیر آر سم ہو claim that they believe in Allah and Prophet, but they go and get judgment from Taghut. And when it's asked for them to come towards Allah and Prophet, they stay away. We did those verses. Now, on that light, we go to the translation of this verse. But how will it be when some disaster befalls them on account of their hands have forwarded? Then they come to you swearing by Allah, we intended not but kindness and conquered. Now Allah is saying that on one hand they did not hear you and they went to a Taghut and tried to get judgment from him. And when they did that, because of the deeds or the hands that sent the deeds, the hardship came to them, disaster befell them because they did not listen to you and they went to the Taghut, listened to Taghut, and because of listening to Taghut, a disaster fell down on them. Summa dauga jauga yahlafunna billah in aradna illa ihsanan wa tawfiqa. And then they come to you swearing by Allah. Yahlafunna billah, swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We intended nothing but kindness and conquered. Now on one hand they go and disobey Prophet, goes to Taghut, get the decision from him, and because of that hardship comes to them, and because the hardship comes to them, then they turn to Prophet, swearing by Allah, says, all we wanted was goodness and reconciliation. That's it. See how they are making excuses because of their bad behavior. That bad behavior, they were trying to make it a good behavior. First of all, they did not hear Prophet, heard the Taghut, trusted Taghut, got problem because of it, then come to Prophet, swearing by Allah that all we wanted goodness and kindness and peace and harmony in the community. So they had still a pride in their heart that whatever we're doing was for the goodness. Although they were totally wrong, but they still were saying, in aradna illa ihsana wa tawfiqa. We were just wanting to be good and making peace in the community. That's what people do. So those false leaders, they think that what they are doing is right, which is absolutely wrong, and getting in trouble because of that, and still not accepting their mistake, and still they are saying the false claim that all we want was goodness and making accord among people. Today also there are people, they are like people who are like that, they don't hear Maharaja Ikram, they don't hear Ulma, and they do their own things, and they get into trouble it. And when you ask, brother, why are you doing this? They say, all we want is some peace. And they don't know nothing. We are trying to do it from our side. That's what happens. That still, after getting suffering from this, is still not seeing the reality of their issue, that how much they are in, they are in big denial, and still making their wrong decision right. That in Radna illa ahsana wa tawfiqa. So Allah talks about them. Ulaika alladhina ya'lamu Allah ma fi qulubihim fa'ariz anhum wa'izhum وَقُلَّ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. Allah says, those are they of whom Allah knows what is in their hearts. Therefore, turn away from them. And admonish them and speak to them concerning themselves affected words. Effectual words. قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. Now Allah is talking about these hypocrites. When they come to the Prophet, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah knows what is in their heart. No, Allah is not describing what is in their heart. We know that what is. But Allah is staying away describing their heart. But say, for aris anhum. Now Allah says that. So stay away from them. Therefore, turn away from them. These hypocrites, when they come to you, making excuses, not seeing their own problem, Allah knows what is in their heart, so turn away from them. And anhum, warn them, admonish them. Allah is still opening the door for mercy for them. Admonish them and speak to them concerning themselves effectual words. That they are hypocrites. They have not accepted your judgment. They have suffered, still making excuses. First Allah says, stay away from them, then give them some admonition. And Allah says, Kullahum qawlan baligha, and speak to them about themselves in effectual words, so that maybe they will change. Maybe their heart will melt. Maybe they'll see their mistakes. Right now, they are not even accepting their mistakes. Now, Allah says further about being obedient to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَجَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ رسول لوجد الله تواب الرحيم. Allah says, Allah makes things clear about it. Now Allah says about following Allah's and Prophet's command, how Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And we did not send any messenger save that he should be obeyed by Allah's leave. He should be obeyed. When they were unjust to themselves, come to you and sought forgiveness of Allah, and the messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have certainly have found Allah forgiving, merciful. Subhanallah. This is a deep verse. We should ponder in this verse. Allah says, we have not seen any prophet but to be obeyed by Allah's leave. And if they had done mistake, if they had done zulm on themselves, being unjust on themselves by sinning, not obeying prophet, and if they would have come to you, وَجَاءُكَ, come to you, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ, and ask Allah's forgiveness, and Prophet also asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah forgiving and merciful. Subhanallah. Allah is saying that if they are not obedient to you, Prophet, they cannot just go to me and just ask my forgiveness. They have to come, وَجَاءُكَ, they have to come to you first. Come to you. And ask Allah's forgiveness after coming to you, and you, if you ask their forgiveness, then certainly they'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving and merciful. Now this verse is a very important verse for the people who accuse us. When we believe in shafaat, intercession, and they say that you are polytheist, you go just to your prophet and imams for everything. This verse shows that. This verse shows that Jauka first. Jauka, come to you, Prophet, and ask Allah's forgiveness, and you ask Allah's forgiveness for them. Allah certainly would find Allah Tawwabur Rahima, forgiving and merciful. Because of their shafa intercession, we have to go to our Prophet, we have to go to our Imam. Go to them, go to their ziyarat. Go to their ziyarat. Jaoga, go to their ziyarat and ask Allah's forgiveness there. Say the salam. O Prophet, do astaghfar for us. So go to ziyarat, say to them that we are sinner. Please ask Allah's forgiveness for us. First you forgive us and ask Allah to forgive us for our mistakes. You forgive too. We have hurt you by sinning. How much we have hurt our Imam and our Prophet by sinning? Did we ever ask forgiveness from our Prophet and our Imam that please forgive us? See how Muslim they are. We ask forgiveness from our friends, but not from them. Ya Allah, and beg them to do our shifa. This verse. Now this verse is, people were confused. See, the commentary is going from the beginning. The discussion is that Prophet has to be followed by any condition all the time. وَمَا أَرْسَلْ مِنْ رَسُولِ إِلَّا لِيُّتَعَبَ إِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَرْسَلْ مِنْ رَسُولِ وَمَا أَرْسَلْ مِنْ See, there is a negative. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا I didn't send any Prophet, but for to be obeyed with the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. There are some Muslims, they have wrong faith. They say the Prophet had two lives. One life was for Prophethood and one was his personal life. This is a wrong attitude from these verses. Prophet is always Prophet. When he's sleeping, he's Prophet. When he's eating, he's Prophet. All the time, he's Prophet. Every word what he says is Sunnah. Everything what he says is Huk. It becomes Huk. There are many confused and hypocrites who said, Prophet, you just said that. Is it from you or from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because they did not have even that understanding that Allah says that my Prophet doesn't say anything from his desire, anything. Mama yantiqo anil hawa. Surah Najm. Mama yantiqo anil hawa. He doesn't say anything from his desire, nothing. So then why they had a question about that this is from Allah, from you? There is no desire. Prophet heart, there is no desire for himself. So then why you are asking that is it from you, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or from Allah sallallahu alaihi Now Allah goes clear and explain more, and Allah swore about His own name. فَلَوَ رَبِّكَ لَا يُمُنُ حَتَّى يُكْهُمُ فِيمَا شَجْرَ بَيْنَهُمْ فَلَوَ رَبِّكَ لَا يُمُنُ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِيمَا شَجْرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَزَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُونَ تسليما ويسلموا تسليما Allah is swearing by His name. But know by your Lord, they do not believe until they make you the judge regarding the disagreement between them. Then they find themselves within themselves no dislike of which you decide and submit with full submission. Allah says they will never become mu'min. They will never be proud. They will be never a believer unless whatever judgment you pass in your dispute, they don't find within themselves no dislike in their heart, no dislike, and accept it full submission, they will not be a believer. This is a big thing. We have to ask that every Shariat rule Allah sent through Prophet, every Shariat rule. We should not have any dislike. Right? When you talk about muta, there are people say, what is this? Huh? This is Shariat rule. And you don't dislike it? When you talk about polygamy, people say, what is this you're talking about? And there's a dislike in the heart. If you have dislike in your heart about polygamy and muta, are you a believer? Read this verse. We have a lot of issues about this. Jihad, Hajj, anything which you have dislike, a slight dislike, that why this? Then, فَلَوَ رَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ حَتَّى يُحْكَمُ فِي مَا shajara baino. It is about the shajara, the dispute between each. This is, but even people have a problem with even shariat, you know. Even people have a problem with shariat. This is a different level and that's a different level. Allah's word people have a problem. People even have a problem with Allah's word. Not with tongue, but with the heart. With tongue, everybody says, yes, it's good, we agree, but with their heart or not with, Allah never, Allah says in this verse that they should not feel any dislike in their heart. Not tongue, that, oh, I'm okay with everything, I'm okay with polygamy, I'm okay with muta, but when the heart is boiling, especially the ladies, heart is boiling. Jihad, heart is boiling, scared to death. This is not right. We have to really understand Islam that we have to have total submission. Now, Tafsir Mizan has put a narration about this verse that there was a dispute about palm plantation. One was from immigrant, his name was Zubair ibn Awam, and one was the local resident of Medina, Ansar. And they had disputed whose part they were partners, right, in this palm plantation. And they disputed which part should be irrigated first. So Prophet said that Zubair part is on the top side, so he should irrigate first, and then the one whose local resident should get it, Ansar should get afterward. They came to Prophet, and the Prophet said that Zubair should get it because he's top, on the top part of the garden, so he should get it first. This small decision, when Prophet passed, that local resident Ansar got upset and said, because he's your cousin, that's why you are favoring him. That was the condition of Muslims' heart at that time. That even for this small dispute, they did not accept Prophet's judgment. That was the level. So, Imam Jafar Sadiq al-Islam says, please recite one salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. If some people worship Allah by establishing prayer, performing hajj, pilgrimage, paying alms, and so on to adore Him, but they doubt about the deeds of Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are not indeed believers. Imam is saying you can do every wajib thing, mandatory thing, but if you doubt Prophet, you are not a believer. It's all useless. Now what will you say about these Muslims? They say that Prophet was not always Prophet, sometimes he had a private life, you know. Astaghfirullah for them, this private life is a different life. Doubting Prophethood when his in private life. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Allah is reminding repeatedly to be obedient to Prophet's command, Allah's command and Prophet's command. Now Allah goes further down, deeper on this, and say, وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِقْتُلُوا أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِخْرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَزُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. Allah is saying, it's even harder now, what Allah is saying. But if we had decreed for them, kill yourself or go forth from your dwellings, they would not have done it, except a few of them. And if they had done what they were admonished, it would have certainly been better for them and more efficacious for strengthening their faith. Allah is saying, Allah knows the heart of the nation. And Mizan says, this verse is for all the Muslims. That Allah says, first of all, Allah says that you have to be complete obedience. Now Allah is saying and showing the believers' heart condition that if you would have decreed them to kill themselves or leave your dwelling, very few of them would have done it, Allah says. And if you would have done it, it would be helpful for you and make you stronger in your religion, Allah says. Now when we see the Surah Baqarah, and in Surah Baqarah Allah talks about the Jewish people when they worship calf, Allah asks them to kill each other, right? And we know that, and we have we have seen that Moses went to the pulpit and asked them to kill each other, and they start killing father to son. This is about a group killing another killing. A group killing another group. لَوْ أَنَّ كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِقْلُوا أَنفُسِكُمْ. To kill yourself means what? To kill yourself means to kill each other, not like committing suicide. Like one group killing another group. Just like what happened for the kafir sheeper. They had the group, Allah asked father to kill son and son to kill father. And they did it. And Allah forgave them. We know that. That was them. And Allah asked to leave the houses, they left the house. Look at them. You know, we always put down Jewish people. What about us? They did at least that. Did we do this? Allah said, Ma'af alu illa khalilum minum. If I would ask you, only few of you would have done. See, this is how we are. We make a Jewish people or Christian people scapegoat for our own problems. That they are bad and we are good. No. Allah said, Ma'af alu illa khalilum minum. Only few of you would you have done that. Why? Because we love our life and lifestyle. We love our life and lifestyle. That's why Imam Zama is not coming. Because we are not ready. We love our life and lifestyle. Our houses. But we say salam to those believers who left their houses to defend the shrines of Imam Hussain and Bibi Sayyida Zainab. And they left their houses from here and giving their life for the obedience to Allah and Prophet command and in the love of Ahlul Bayt. May Allah give them a lot of reward, and may Allah guide us for our guidance. That when our time comes, we don't love our life and houses. But we love Allah's command. Now Allah says, if you would have done that, what I would have given you in return? If you would have done that, what would I would give in return? وَإِذَا اللَّهُ عَاتَيْنَهُمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وَلَحَدَيْنَهُمْ سِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمًا. Now we are coming to سراط المستقيم. اهدنا السراط المستقيم. Allah make us read 17 times a day. اهدنا السراط المستقيم. Allah is saying, وَإِذَا لَآتَيْنَهُمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وَلَحَدَيْنَهُمْ سُرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمًا. What is the translation? And then we would have certainly have given them from our own accord a great reward. And we would have certainly have guided them in the straight path. When you have this kind of obedience, that you follow Prophet all the time, even for your life and your dwelling, you just leave it. If we have this kind of obedience, then we are entitled from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly to get a great reward and to be guided towards the straight path. Now we are Muslims 79, but our obedience is so bad. How we expect? Well, hadainahum sirata mustaqim. We can just hope for it and dream for it, but it will not happen. Now Allah says, if you do that, what would have happened? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَتْ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Allah says, now, if you do all that, what's going to happen? And whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, these are with those upon whom Allah has bestowed favors of the prophets and the truthfuls and the martyrs and the righteous. And excellent are those as companions. See, that's what happens. When you are on that level of obedience to Allah and Prophet, Allah says, if you are obedient to Allah and Prophet, وَمَنْ يُتَقِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, if you are obedient to Allah and Prophet, then those people will be with prophets and truthful ones and a witness, shohada, witness or martyrs, and righteous believers. And that is a, these are an excellent are as companions. Zalikal fadlu minallahi wa kafa billahi alima. Allah says this kind of companionship with prophet, with truthfuls, with witnesses or martyrs or with righteous is zalikal fadlu minallahi. This is a grace from Allah, and sufficient is Allah as the knower. Allah knows the grace. What grace is giving? To give companionships. To be companion of prophet. You know, there are four ranks, Allah says. The highest rank is prophet. Next is siddiqeen, means the truthful ones. And the third one is witness one. And the fourth one is righteous one. There are four ranks. Highest is prophets. We know the rank of prophet to some degree, but Siddiqeen, who are the Siddiqeen? Siddiqeen are the one who speak truth and act truth. It's not that they're talking truth, but they act truth. Their action is the truth. They are Siddiqeen. And Shuhada has some discussion. Shuhada are the witnesses. Some say the martyr, but Mizan says witnesses. Witnesses are the one, the high level believers whose deeds are so high that they will be the witness on the judgment day. We know about Imams, that they are our witness. We know about it. And the last one is Salihin. What are the Salihin? They are the high rank believers. They have done great good deeds that Allah has ranked them high level. They are Salihin. So those are the four ranks. But if somebody follows Allah and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they will be with them. This is Dalik al Fadlu min Allah wa kafa billahi alima. This is the grace from Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah is enough to know about it. Who is going to get what? Now, there is a narration that there was a Prophet company, his name was Nuban, and Nuban loved Prophet so much, and he said, Prophet, I always remember you all the time. Even at my home I remember you. I leave my property just to see you. Said, where is my Prophet? I love you so much, but I am seeing you now. But what about on judgment day when you are illeen, and I will not be able to see you? See how much he had love. We wish we had that much love at least for our Prophet. Cry for him that he is not here. You know, we read Dua Iftitah and we always say, oh Prophet, you are not here. For some people it's strange that what you are saying, but this is the reality. We should cry that we don't see our Prophet. We should cry that we don't see our Imam. Where is the love? He had the law. Nuban said, we should have that love. We can develop that love. If we read Quran, we love our Prophet so much that we love to see him all the time. The verse came. Allah is Kareem. Allah sent verse. Then why are you worrying about this? You be with him. If you follow Allah and Prophet, you will be with him. It's Allah's grace. So Prophet says, by Allah, the faith of Muslim will not be completed except that the one loves me better than himself, his parents, and all his relatives, and that he be submitted to my words. Allah, Prophet expect from us this much. Now we are talking about taqwa and obedience. Now we are seeing what is happening. Our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, says, please recite one salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Help us with the piety, because whoever meet Allah with piety would get happiness near Allah. Yes, Allah has said about it. وَمَنْ يَطِ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ. That's what Imam described that. Help us through piety. We have to help our Imam with piety so that we can be with our Imams. And then Imam said about this verse, so from us, means from Ahlul Bayt, so from us is the Prophet, from us is the truthful, and from us are the witness, and the good ones. All from Ahlul Bayt. We know that. Siddiqa, Tahira, we have Fatima Zahra, Samar Alay. Siddiqa, Mullah Muttaqiyan, Siddiq, and martyrs and Salihin, everybody is from Ahlul Bayt. Now our sixth Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, there are two types of believers. I am reading Mizan. One who follow Allah's command totally. مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ. They will be the one, they will not need any intercession on the judgment day. Because their position is that high. They will not feel the terror of this world and next world. Now that's one group. The second group is like us. That they sin, but they are like a green twig. That it goes and comes back. If they repent then. So they will have the terror of this world and they will feel the terror of hereafter. And for them is shafaat, for them is intercession. And they are ungood, like us. That's why we always say astaghfar, because we come back, after sinning we come back, astaghfar means coming back like a green twig, back to the normal. Allah, we come to you, we have done sinning. La ilaha anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. We do all the time. Inni kuntu minaz zalimin. So we belong to the second group, we are sinners. Because we cannot reach to this level, but you know, we have to try with our best to be guided to the higher level. We should not be hopeless with Allah's mercy and guidance. That Allah might guide us and will guide us if we beg Him and Imam's help for us to follow the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these last three verses are about preparation of the jihad. And these verses came in the second year of Medina, when after migration. What happened in Medina at that time? The Muslims were surrounded by all these enemies, polytheists and people of book. They wanted to attack Muslims. And Muslims had a weak faith at that time. And there was a lot of hypocrisy going on. And whispering was going on. And fear-mongering was going on. Division was going on. Jewish people were helping to divide Muslims. Whispering was going on. Islamic nation had different faiths. Some were hypocrites, some were with a weak faith, some with a strong faith. The whole thing was going on mixed. Allah is preparing Muslims to prepare themselves for the battle. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu khuzu hijrakum fanfiru thubatin awinfiru jami'a. Oh, you have faith, take your precaution, then either advance in parties or march off altogether. Now what is the precaution about? To be prepared with the weapons. But the preparation with weapons only come if you are prepared in your faith first. Right? Prepared with the faith, with the knowledge and practice and all kind of preparations. Now Allah is talking, there is a special group of people who go behind in the battlefield. And Allah is talking about that. وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا اللَّهُ يُبَتَّعَنْ فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالَ قَدْ أَنْ عَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ إِذْ لَمْ أَكُمْ مَعُمْ شَهِدًا وَلَا إِنْ أَصَابَكُمْ فَضْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لَيَقُونَ لَنَّكَ أَلَّمْ تَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مَوَدُّتَنْ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَعُمْ فَأَفُوزُ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Now Allah is describing certain people. And first I read the translation, then we'll go slowly on these verses. Please listen to this translation carefully. وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ. And verily some of you, there are that loiter. You know, loiter means they stay back, hang back. They don't go forward. They stay back. I read again. And verily some of you, there are that loiter. Allah says, surely among you there are some who held back. And if then a misfortune befalls you, he says, Allah has blessed me in this that I was not present with them. Subhanallah. I read again slowly. Among you, someone who holds back. And when some hardship falls on you, that means in battlefield, he says, Allah has blessed me that I was not present with them. That is his faith. Mizan says, this is the person with a weak faith. Ayatullah Imani says, this is a hypocrite. The argument of Mizan that he is the man of a weak faith is because he still believes in Allah, because he says, Allah has blessed me in this that I was not present with them. So he believes in Allah. And he is so much weak in faith and logic that when the hardship comes in the battlefield, he says, Allah has blessed me that I am not present with them. That means he sees martyrdom as hardship, as a loss. His faith is so poor that Allah has blessed me that I am not with them. And if now the next verse goes, but if some grace from Allah befalls you, he would certainly say, as if there had not been any friendship between you and him. That means if some good comes to you, he says, as if there is no friendship between you and him. That means he has no ties with you. Although he is with you, but he talks like as there is no any tie between you and him because of weak faith. First of all, his faith was so weak that he lags behind. Second is, his thinking is so distorted that when the hardship comes to you, he thinks he's lucky that he's not with you, even you got martyrdom. Now, how it goes that if some goodness comes, he talks as if there is no ties between you and him, no love. Means he was just part of crowd, but he was just with not connected to you. And then what he says when some goodness comes? I wish I were with them so that I had achieved a great achievement. Now he regrets that I wish I was with them so I would have done a great achievement. And what is this? This is Malak Ghanimat, the war booty. He thinks that war booty is so big. For him, the Shahadat is so difficult and negative. And for this weak man, the war booty is so good that I wish I was with them and could have achieved this war booty with me. That was the understanding of the nation at the time. There's a nation Prophet carried. Ya laytani kuntum aakum fa'afuza fawzan azima. He says that. I wish I was with them to achieve that great achievement. This war booty. Those are the people Prophet led towards the victory. This is the greatness of our Prophet. That all these weak faith, hypocrites and strong believers, Prophet took them in the leadership and trained them to the degree. But still, there are so much hypocrisy that Allah said, if I would ask you to kill yourself, Ali has, few of them would have done it. Few of them would have done it. And still we are like that. That if Imam has not come to us because we are not prepared yet. We are not prepared that. And this person says that there is no tie between, there is no love. No love between him and you. There is no connection. Ya laytani kuntum ma'ahum, that I wish I was with them. He says that, but there is no tie. Because he didn't live with them with heart to heart. But we are different. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we read Ziyarat Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and we say, Fayalaitani kuntum ma'akum. I wish I was with you. When we say, I wish I was with you, we say with the love of Imam Hussain. We don't say as if there is no tie between us and him. We say with our heart. We hope that we say from the heart that, O Imam, if I was in Karbala, if I was there, I wish I was with you and I would have defended you with my all heart and my soul. And why not when we see our Mawla, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that he, when he left Medina, he left his house. We are afraid to leave our houses, we are afraid to die. But Imam Hussain, when he left Medina, people told that, Mawla, you'll be killed. Mawla says, I know I'll be killed. I'm ready to be killed for the Islam, for the reconciliation of my Ummah. And Mawla left the house. Mawla went to Karbala, and when he reached to Karbala, he asked, what is the name of this land? His name is Karbala. He said, this is the place where I'll be martyred. This is the place I buy this land as my land, so I'll be martyred and buried here. He knew his martyrdom. He left the house in Medina and put the tents. He moved his family from Medina to the desert of Karbala as a residence, leaving his house. He did so much for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we say that we wish we were with you, Imam, it should come from our heart with the love of Imam, as we have the strong bond between us and Imam. Mola, we were not with you at that time. But Mola, when your son comes, Imam al-Zama, we leave our life, we leave our house and be with him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.